ben simen nun hey sif khaf ayu asara bemakim echad. There were 10 people in one place. Ba'imrim kaddish u'kdusha. They're saying kaddish u'kdusha. Afilu mi she'enai imohem. Afilu someone is in a different place. Yochel lanais. He can answer kaddish u'kdusha. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. She'enai imohem. Rotzaloima afilohu bebayis acher rochek legamri is far away from this minyan. Shekivin shasore heim b'mokem echot. But if there are 10 people in one place, shchino shruya b'neim, so there's ashros ashchine on these 10 yidn. Va'oz, so if the shchine is there already, afilu mechitze shal barzol eina mafsekes, ben kol mi shereitze letzaref atzmai im oviv sheba shemayim. He wants to connect himself to oviv sheba shemayim, to the sheichen b'seich elu hasore. It would seem later from the Mishnah Berurah, so it works that the shechina comes to him. That means the shechina is here already because of the 10 people. So now he wants to be mitzarev himself, he wants to connect himself to this chabure. So the shechina comes to him, from a mele, so there's hashchos hashchina by him also. So therefore, he can answer, Omen Yehish, Mei Rabba. That's the first day. V'yesh oimrim, but others say, that is true, but there's a condition that we have to consider before he answers, Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbe. Shetzorech shloye mafsik tinuf oyavoydes krechovim, that between this tzibur and this person who is in a different reshus, there should not be in between these two tinuf, which means tzoya, or Avodas Krechavim, we'll see, means either a goy or an Avodas Zoreh, and we'll let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh oimrim shetzorech, let us just go to Sifkot Nesamach Gimel, then we'll come back to Sifkot Nesamach Beis. Shelo yehei, that there should not be a dovo hamafsik beinoi between the tzibur. Va'afilu omein eini yochel ha'anis l'day yezu im hu mafsik. Now, this day holds Amurdik HaChiddush, and the Piskei Tshuvos elaborates what the Chiddush is. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks about omein, and we started off also so that the Mechaber said Kaddish or Kedusha, and now the Mishnah Berurah says Omein also. So let's talk about Omein for 1 minute. So there's an Omein, that let's say there's a minion in the shul, and they're saying the davening Shemayin Esrei. He says, Baruch at Hashem Chayinein Adoas. Now, Chayinein Adoas is a broche, and there's a person that's out of the shul, there's a double, this tinuf beinoi lebein hatzibur, so he's not allowed to answer omein and chaynein hados. Now, kan shoyel aben, why not? That means, bishlam to say bohu kedusha. So good day, you need, it's a double sheba kedusha. So we can say that the Shechina doesn't come to him, so he's not in this B'niktashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael, so he cannot answer Adova Shebekdusha. But why can he answer Amen? Here's a bracha, Chayinein Adois, why can he answer Amen? So the Piskei Tshuvos explains that the Piskei Tshuvos explains as follows, that it's ke'ilu, he didn't even hear the bracha. That means if there is a dava tinuf between the mevorech and the shemeya, so it's like the shemeya saying amen without hearing a bracha. Somehow the dava tinuf is a hefsek, a merdike chiddush, so if I'm saying amen samazoy, a nothing, which is a merdike chiddush. About kaponim, according to the second day, you're not even allowed to answer amen. Fine. Now, what is the Chiddush over here? Afilu hu meruchik mimenu yeisa mi'arba amex. The ba'al me'mutar ayidei achzoras konot inenei magiyoloi areyachro. That means like this. Let us explain for 1 minute. Let's say there is tzoya here. Now, if the tzoya is chutz midalet amoysov, it's not in his dalet amos. Number one, if it's in his dalet amos, so it's called that's in his machne in his dalet amos. So then he's not allowed to say it over shabbatush, but it's out of the dalet amos. Now, it's also speaking about that he's not facing the tzoya. The tzoya could be on the side, or the tzoya could be, can turn around. Let's say you have tzoya here, which is chutz l'dalet amos, and the person turns around, his back is facing the tzoya. So the tzoya is not in his dalet amos. The tzoya is not in front of him. He does not smell the odor of the tzoya. So halachically, he's allowed to learn and say brachas. There's no reason why not. The tzoya is not in his dalet amos. He's not facing the tzoya, and he doesn't smell the tzoya. So it's mutter. So al tzeetzim brach, he's allowed to say brachas and so on. Afal pikein, if there is a shul that they are saying that they are davening in the shul, and between himself, where he's standing, and the shul, there is tzoya that is mapsi. So the tzoya cuts off whatever is being said in the shul, and he has no shaykhis, no connection to what is being said in the shul. Therefore, he can't answer amen and the broch, he can't say amen yeish me rabbe. The tzoya between himself and the people in the shul make that he is menutik from what is being said. He's torn off from what is being said in the shul. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Even though he's far away from the tzoya more than Dalet Amos. The Baal Me'mutai Dei Hachzor Espono, Himeinei Megiloi Hereyecha, Pohocheinei Moil, Kivin Shu Mavsik Bein Asore, since this is separating between the ten Ubein Zeh Shereitzel Itztarif Imo, he wants to connect himself to these ten, who mavsik, and between there's a tzibur, and he wants to connect himself to the tzibur, and the shechina would come to him. It's who mavsik bein hashechina. So this tzoya is mavsik bein hashechina, v'goyrim l'shechina, and it causes shayna shayna bekam. The shechina will not come to him. That means if there's a mechitza shel balzel, and he wants to connect himself, la'ovim shabbat shemaim, the shechina will come to him. There's no problem. A mechitza shel balzel is not a problem. But if you have a dava metunef, or you have a avodas kechovim, so memele, then the halacha is that that's a barrier between the mokim hashkos hashechina and you, and the shechina will not come to you, and I feel like you can't answer a bracha that is being said there. The Gairim Ushchina Sheine Sheire Betam. Akum means is an Avodah Zorah. Rotzoloima Avodah Kechavim. There's an Avodah Zorah there. Oy Veit Kechavim. I'm a Rebbe Kechidish. I feel like there's a Goy there. Not an Avodah Zorah. This is the Shittas there's a machlokes hapoiskim, and even if a goy is there, it's also called the hefsek, and therefore, so according to the second daya, he can answer amen, and he can answer davar shebekdusha. No. Just a goy. That's right. That's according to the Zemachloikas in this. But Afili is not a neighbor that we dissolve it. A Muslim, which is a Maman Bashem. A Muslim. What? I really don't know. I don't know quite what to tell you. I don't think I understand the Piske Jewish issues. I don't know. I really don't know. Oh, so here they say, so here the Piske Jewish does say, a Kaifer and a Pikaiser says the same thing. A Kaifer and a Pikaiser says the same thing. So maybe. No. If he believes it's one thing, but he says klal, not because it's not. Because it will be, so I don't know, so maybe a Muslim, I don't know, maybe it could also be, even though it doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah, but I'll confirm him. What? It's not Avodah Zarah. No, I mean, it's an Avi Sheker, the mom in it. I'll confirm him. Now, let's go back to, we skipped over Mishnah Berurah. So we have over here, if we learn Erlich the Mechaber started off by saying, if there was a minion in one place, so you can, it's irrelevant with this other person as he can answer, the Shechina comes to him, no problem. V'yesh Oimrim, others say, so now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Samach Beis. V'yesh Oimrim. Midakos of a Shulchan Aruch din ze beloshen v'yesh Oimrim. Mashma de din ze lepsikolei. That means it's a machlokes. Others hold that there's a problem. Others hold there's not a problem. So that we have to learn Elich the Mechaba. That's right. It's the Mechaber started off by saying, if there was asore b'mokim echot, no problem. You answer Kaddish, Kedusha. Yeah. And then the Mechaber said, and the others say, Shloye Dover Mavsik. So Avaisis al Kaponim, it's not so potent. Others hold like this, and others don't hold like this. So now, in the course of a Shulchan Aruch, din ze beloshen v'yesh oimrim, mashma de din ze lepsikolei. That means others hold like this. Others hold, it doesn't matter. V'chaim mashma meremo b'simen ayin tes sif aleph bagod le'svira le'kei. The remo in simen ayin tes sif aleph, it would seem clearly, from the remo, that's the remo speaking about that someone is davening in a shul, and the soya there, and the tzoy is in the daladamas of one of the people, so therefore he can't be mighty him because that person finds himself near tzoyah. Well, it would seem the whole problem is if the tzoy is in his daladamas. Well, the tzoy is not in his daladamas, there's no problem. So the Ramos doesn't seem to hold of this problem yet. Yeah. So what do we do now? So we have the Mechaber seems to hold that it doesn't matter if there's a goy in between them, if there's soy in between them, as long as it's not in his daladamas. The Zeyashayim holds there is a problem. V'chaye odom shekosav teniraloi. The omen yehish me'rabba ukdusha yane davirat psukim. So this is a mulu de kechayot. The chayot said it's a machloikis. It's a machloikis. If there is a problem, there's not a problem. So let's speak about the difference between Kadosh and Baruch Hu. Kadosh is a posik. Kadosh is a posik in the Navi. So the Chayyadim says, so let's think the worst scenario. That means, the machlokes, this is a minion in a shul 2 blocks away. And I'm here, and I hear them saying, Kedusha, can I say Kedusha? So according to the Mechaba, no problem. According to the Yashoimlim, the Shechina won't come to me. I can't be mitzvah to them to say Davish Kedusha. Fine, I can't be mitzvah. So if I'll say the word, I'll say this pasuk, Kodesh, 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 Hashem, Tzevokes, Malach, Olatz, Kavoida. What did I do? I said a pasuk. I said a pasuk in Navi. So was I Mekayim, the mitzvah of Nikdash, the Mesech, and I saw, wasn't I Mekayim? Machloikis. But I can say it. I didn't do anything wrong. That means the worst is that I wasn't Mekayim, the Nikdash, the Mesech, and I saw. Yehesh Mei Rabba, I didn't mention any Shemus over here. Yehesh Mei Rabba, Mavoch, Lola, Malom, Mei Omai. I didn't say anything. There wasn't Masker Hashem, Lebatola. So Mamela, so the Shaila is, did I become Mitzurim to them? Didn't I become Mitzurim to them? Zechnish Kapela. So the Chayodim says, listen, say Yehesh Mei Rabba, say Kodesh, Kodesh. But if the Chazan said, Bochu, don't you dare say, Boch Hashem, Boch Hashem, I'm Boch Lelevot. Now what's wrong with Boch Hashem, I'm Boch Lelevot? So I saw an Eishel Avram from the Petrucha Rav, so he says, this is like a broche levatole. Boch Hashem, I'm Boch is a broche. Now this broche can be said, if there's a minion, I say, Boch, what makes this broche, Boch was Hashem, I'm Boch. So there's a broche that 10 people in, so you make this broche, when there's 10 people, Boch Hashem, Avoich, Leibavod. But if Lemaise, I'm not part of these 10 people, so it's a broche Levatola. So the Eishel Abram says, Mamish, what the Chayyadim says, but he says an explanation. So therefore, this is the pshore of the Chayyadim. We hear where a machloikis, so he says, so Yeshme Rabbi can say, He wasn't a Kamish Berab, but he didn't say anything wrong. There was no Askolah Shem Shemayim. Kodesh, there is a Askolah Shem Shemayim, but I'm saying a Posek. I'm not to say a Posek. But Boruch Hashem, Amvoich, Loyum, Bov, is a Broche, is a Shem Broche, and it's a Broche Levatoli. You can only say this Broche. When you're a part of a minion, saying Boruch is Hashem, Amvoich. That is Pshat and the Chayyotah. Now, one more very interesting Machloikis. We have over here, a machlokes yesh aimrim. Now, we'll talk about Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. We have over here, there's a minion in the shul that's saying, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I'm over here. There's Tzoyim between, there's a Goyim between. Am I allowed to say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, because there's mafsik between me and the Tzibur, Tzoyim. What will be the din if, or a goy? Let's look, there's a goy between me and the dos. No, so I don't become mitzuruf to them. What is the din if we're all in one room? We're all in one room. Here we're a big room. There's a minion over here. Here's the janitor sweeping up the floor, and here am I. But we're all in one room. Can I answer Baruch Hashem and Baruch? Because the goy is between me and the Tzibur. But we're all in one big room. Is there a problem here? Yes or no? So the Piskei Tshuvos brings down a machlokes. Others hold there's no problem because the halacha that we are learning is speaking about that the person is in a different rishus. He wants to be mitzaref, and that is a din that he can only be mitzaref if there's not between you and that rishus a goy or a dover metuner. But if you're in the same rishus, so poskate meron, I'm mitzaref because we're in the same room. That's one day. The chidah holds like that, another holds like that. And they bring a raif and a magnavrom, the magnavrom holds not like that. Magnavrom, a fellow in the same room, is also a problem, which is could be problematic. So that means, let's look, we have a big room, and I'm over here in the back, and the janitor comes here and sweeping in the middle of Kedusha or something. So according to Magnavon, there's a problem. Well, here still have the pshara from the Chayei Odom. But they said, Baruch Hashem Amvoyroch, and I'm over here, and the janitor is sweeping between me over here, so then I have a problem. Unless I convince the goy before they say Baruch that he should sweep himself out of the room. One of that would be a good answer. Okay. Now let us go further. Now we have very interesting halachas, very interesting obligations that lie on the Bnei Ha'ir. Ir she'ein bo ela asore. There's a ir, a small village, that there are 10 men in the shtot, that live in the shtot. So we can understand it was a very small minion. Perhaps it wasn't too inspiring. He had a small minion, and he wanted to leave. Fine. So we just, before he leaves, we tell him one of his tools, because of you, there won't be a minion here, Rosh Hashanah. Now, during the year, could be, it's not as I ungenom here, the small village, could be during the year, they daven without a minion. But Yomim Neroim, it is known by all Kehillas Yisrael that Yomim Neroim, you daven with a minion al kapon. So now you want to leave, so by you leaving, you have to understand, so there will not be a minion in this village. So they give him an alternative, one of the two. You have to stay here, forget about all your cheshbonos, because by you leaving, there won't be a minion. Or you want to go, very good. So just hire someone, pay him to come here, so we'll have a minion. Whatever it's going to cost you, that's your headache. But Al Kaponim, it's your responsibility to see that the minion in this city, with the seniors, the city had a minion, should not become bottle. Vihim, and that's one thing. Vim heim achad osa. Yes. Vihim heim, God is a very interesting Miraloch over here. If the minig was that they never had a minion here, there was a city close to them. There was a riesige minion there, Beroivam Hadras Melech, and they went to daven there. They went to that was for the last 10 years. They went to daven there, and that was no problem. Now all of a sudden, the 9 of the 10 people decide they don't want to go there to that big city. They want to make the minion here. So they say, no, you don't go. So hire someone. No. You want to make a new minion now. That means till now, every year we went to the big city. We davened Borei Hamatos Melech. Now all of a sudden you want to have a minion here. No, very good, but not that I should have to pay for it. I'm not responsible for your new whims and your new... Now you want to have a minion here, b'chol hakovod, but don't be mechayev me to do it. Here we're speaking about that each year there was a minion in the city. And now, because of his leaving, there will not be a minion. So that we tell him, Rabid, either you stay or you pay for something. Now, v'meim achadosa, what if the city possessed 11 people? And two want to leave. So Al Kaponim, what? So they yeskiru shneim echot b'shutva. So now you two want to leave. So you have to pay for someone who's going to be here. Ushneim yechru b'shove. Both of you. That means because of your decision to leave, there won't be a minion. So both of you should pay for a person to come here. poison, chetzi lepi momen, vechetzi lepi nefoshoi. If one is wealthy and one is poor, then, so you divide the payment in half, half they pay equally, and half they pay lepi momen. But we will see this is, Mishnah Berurah says this is wrong, so we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. But let's just go a little further. Now we're going to have later, now what is if you have a minyan? That's one thing, you have a minyan. Now you need a baltili, you need a chazan. So they always hire the chazan, they paid for the chazan. So now these people are going away, so we say, no, we'll get you a minyan. The chazan, oh, that's your headache. We're not going to be here by the time. You need a chazan to pay for a chazan. We got you 10 people. So the title says, no. You were part of the city, and the city needs, for the last 20 years, we were davening with a minyan, and we had a chazan. So you're responsible to make sure that there should be, in this village, there should be a minyan, can't leave, or and also that you have to pay for the chazan. You have to pay for the chazan. Schar chazan al yoitzim ka'al an yishol. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bimkoy moi, there won't be a minyan bimkoy moi. Shekim and shem minig. V'chol tfutzah Yisrael, this minig is all over. Afilu oisam she'ein le minyan sholim kol hashana. Even the small villages that a whole year they don't have a minyan, is soichem lehem echad eshneim b'yomim neroim, but yomim neroim, they always have a minyan. I hoichem lemakim a minyan. Yeah. So, areze doime l'seifer teire ubeis ha-knesses shimnei heye koifen ze'esef. So that means, so this is called one of the necessities that the village needs. And therefore, whoever lives in this village is obligated to make sure that the village will have it. That means if we need a Sefer Torah, so we need a Sefer Torah. That's part of the necessities that the village needs. We so our basic necessities. So Memele, so here we need a minyan and we need a chazan. So whoever lives in the city, these are the tzolchei here. So you're going away now. So you have to make sure that we'll have a minyan and we'll have a chazan. Yeah. Achad also writes him, if this 11 want to leave, Puadin Shnei Mosa, Vraitim Shloisha Lotzeis, 3 want to leave, Shloisha also, Vraitim Abo Lotzeis, Tzrichim Kulam, Liska Echad Bishutra. So now, these 4 want to leave. So Kaponim, before you have to now make sure that there'll be someone there, there'll be Mashkin to me. Chetyoi, Achoinim Kosvu the Tos Seifel, the Bezer Poyrim Shneim Bishavet. That means it's irrelevant if one is wealthy, if one is not wealthy. You pay, they pay equally. Shekol Echad Mechuyev Lahamid Ish Bimkoymoi. That means there's an obligation. It's irrelevant. There were 10 people in this village, and there always was a minyan yamim neroim, so you have to see. One is a millionaire, one is a money. The chiv is on both of you to see that there should be a minyan. We don't call bus a mamim. Shemetchilo ye minyan sholem. There was a minyan in this village. Ve'im rashoy levatul amin. You can't be levatul amin because you want to go away. He says there is such a case, but the case is as follows. That means in the city there's only 8 to begin with. There's no minyan in the city. So the city doesn't come with a minyan. There's 8 people. The tzrich and lisker shnayim, you have to hire 2 people. Das tol ye gam lefi momim. Ki ani mechem lelechus lira smucha, vas shirem yechayim loniach beisam alchushim. That means like this. You don't have a minyan here. So it's not called the, we only have 8 people there. We only have 8 people. So al kaponim, so in reality, a poor person can say, I'm not mechuyev to stay here. There's no minyan here. So I'll go to a different city. The Ashirim have a problem with this because they can't leave over their houses and their wealth and make it leave the year because that's too scary. So they have to remain there. The Aniyim have an eight, so they won't remain there. So then there'll be a Din Yagobos moment. Al HaYotzim, Kal HaNesham, so you pay for the chasm. Mi she'enoi yochel lachzer lebeisoi machmas einet. Now, we're talking about such a case that, let's say, we're talking about the chasm. Now, everyone pays for the chasm. What will be, he can't come back, machmas einet, and he'll show you love it by Medina. He can't come back. That means, so now, so what you want, I'm a part of the city, but I won't be here, I can't be here, I have problems to enter the Medina, I'm an honest. So I'm a mailer, so why should I pay now for the chasm? I won't have any benefit from the chasm. That means, So that means like this. That means theoretically you're part of the city. So if I'm going on my own accord, so there's a chiv and you're going out on your own accord, you have to hire a person, you have to pay for the chazan, you're part of the city. But if I can't come back, I'm an onus, I can't come back, so why am I responsible to hire a person? I'm not doing anything on my account to pay for the house. I'm stuck outside of the city and I can't come back, so then I don't have these obligations whatsoever. That if he does leave, he's responsible to pay for this. That means the minute was, this manayim and esrik was a very expensive article, and some of them was able to acquire talad minim himself, but the keila bought talad minim. So everyone who was in the kila chipped in to pay for the dalad minim. They're going to use the dalad minim. They have to pay for the dalad minim. If he is not in the city, so then he has no responsibility to pay for the esrog. I will esrog loydomi lecholhani ayin lekamisim atalno nches yiptes mashkasav nusham. Yeshuvim atzrichim Liska minyan v'chazan. The yesh seviva. Now let's go back. We have a yeshuv. This is that we have a yeshuv that they need a minyan. So it's a city of eight people. So for they always have the yom in the room. So they have to hire two people. And they have to hire a chazan. Yeshuv matzrichim liska minyan v'chazan. The yesh seviva is tzrigim lova yisham. So we have over here, let's say there's a yeshiv with eight people. There's a person who doesn't live in this city. He lives in a surrounding city, in the suburb of the city. He's one person with 10 kids, and then they come to shul, and does he have to pay for the chazan? Does he have to pay... So they don't give anything because he's not part of this keila. He comes. The boy yelchul erchel sheyashemini baladim. I'm coming for my convenience, and I'm not obligated to make sure there should be a minion in this city. I'm not one of the. I don't live in this city. I live someplace else. It's convenient for me to come. And if you have a minion here, I come. I daven along with you. But the obligations of the city, I don't have. So I'm not looking to pay for the chazan. I'm not looking to pay for the tenth person. I can go down in someplace else. So he's not a regular member. No. He comes there for Yomim Neroim, because it's clear. The boy Yelchi Lacher, Shesham in Nibaladom. Loit, loit zichen litain klum, afilu leschizas ha-shlir zir, makim ish gam beladom, et zichen lish kolam shlir. This is a problem of the city. I'm not living in the city. I come here for my convenience, but all the obligations that you have, I don't have. Now, God, the Dirsha brings down a very interesting shaila. He said there was a city that had a big oilam. There never was a problem of a minion. And there was these people that went, they davened by a Rebbe, Rosh Hashanah. They went to a Rebbe. They left the city. This was going on for the last 10 years. They left the city. Never was a problem. Because of the big oilam, so no problem. Now, the city dwindled. Now, if they're going to go now to the five, six people are going to go to the Rebbe, so now there won't be a minion. So even though the Chayrit's not their fault, it would be preferable that they should be mishtatif. Now that they need a minion of us, they should be mishtatif to hire someone. Fine. Sif Chavbeis. Oh, we didn't finish it. Ben Chilik Ben Imreitzel Le'ilich Zman Oroch Koydim Yontif. Oyloi Kerosh La'yachze B'yontif. He's responsible to hire someone. Layoyu kaifen lahaske lahashle minyim kiyim b'yamim neroim. Those yamim neroim, that was a regilus, they daven betzipo. Regain sein chesen kiyim echo de shnai. Elim kein minne kavu amapusam bir lochev lahaske afilu b'chesorin shloi shabah. Unless the minne kavu that afilu is missing four people, the minig was that we have to make sure that we're going to have a minyan yamim neroim, even though it meant hiring a lot of people. Im yesh minyan miyesh v'hir kaifen liskar chaz. Fine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah b'yam neroim. What's loim im yesh mayin haitish anoshim yechayil amlochim echa l'chaveiroi shaloi li'ishoi apoi li'ispalo b'yechidis. There are eight or nine people in this city. So they can force one the other. No, we can force that we should get them make a minion here. Aber mi mem reitzel lelech amokke macher shiesh ba minion yechem lechayfei klal. That means like this, that if there's eight, and you're going to remain here, so we can force you that we should make a minion here. And by two for sure, and by four stone the minion. And then they'll say, no, I'll stay here, I won't have with a minion. No. If you want to go away, b'chol hakovet, you can go away. You're not mechuyev to stay here because we don't have a minion here. But if you're going to stay here, so we can force you that you should chip in, we should have a minion. Im Yeshlam Mishosim or Malamdim Lamalis a minion, so it's called we have a minion in the year. That means because they have three Balabatim, but you to take together the Mishosim and the Lamdim, so you have a minion. So now we have a minion here, so everyone is Mechuyev to chip in to hire a chazan. Liska chazan, because they see me, they have us and the Bochu, Kedusha, Chai Gavne, to the Kolashon, the Kaifim Lozer. V'chein, now, anudim, b'mokim she'ein minyan tamid b'veis ha'knesses. This is, we have here a shul, and it's a mitzumtzum de kaminyan. And if we won't put any pressure, that means we have here a minyan. And if you won't put on any pressure, so it could be very frequent that you come to the shul, there's 9 people, there's 8 people, this one overslept, blah, 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 and you won't have a minyan. So Mamela, but we have, we won't have a minyan in shul. V'chein b'mokim she'ein minyan tamid b'veis ha'knesses, koifin zeh eseh b'knosois she'yavoyu tamid minyan l'veis ha'knesses. So I can force each one, we have a minyan, if you won't come, you have to pay $100 for not coming today. That'll hook up on them. But that will be sure, though. And when you see such a chiv, $100, right? No. There's such a koya. We have a minyan mitzumtzin, and if you will be mischashu, we won't have a minyan, so we can give knosses. Shevoi yotam ibinu by sekneshus, he's batal otam. We have a minyan here, it shouldn't become both. Fine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hatomid, ki kivin sheyesh minyan bi'irom, there's a minyan, chalaleim choyves ha-mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah. They have a minyan in this city, so there's a mitzvah to daven now with a minyan. V'kilo yishtanis yishlochu ha-bachurim v'ha-loimdim sheyelchu le-beis ha-knesses v'mokim shein minyan toder kizman toyre luchut. Now, this is a very interesting thing, and Rav Shmuel Vozna explains this thing as follows. We have here, Nagavuche, the Piskei Tshuvos explains this thing. It's a very interesting thing. We have here three shuls. They have three shuls. There's one shul that has a bumper minion, no problem whatsoever. We have a second shul that has problems. We have here, like at say yeshiva, this bochum will take, we want that some of the bochum should come to the shul to solve the problem. So now, there's an inyan shuloi levatal atomet. So the Piskei Tshuvos explains as follows. If this minyan that we're speaking about that has problems is unique, what is the uniqueness of this minyan? They have a certain, there's a certain type of people that see this, they feel comfortable. That means, don't say go to the other. There's a big shul in the shtot. But we made a minyan. Our minyan is unique. There's an inyan shloi is batal atomit. So therefore, there's a chiyuv to make sure shloi is batal atomit. So maybe we can make knosis, and we can say let's say from the yeshiva, if it won't be mevatal dominion from them, we'll tell the bochum to come here and to be mashlum dominion. That because there is such a minyan and there's a need of this minyan, so memela, so you mechuyuv to make sure that it should remain. So Mamela, he says, Yeshloch Labochim Alem de Sheikh Labay Sakness, Mogum Sheminyan Toda, Kizman Toyo Lechot, Tadavke Kilis Toyless, Oz Yeshlo Lomdim Lispal, but with him, this Kehilis Kedoyless, so then the Lomdim should have them with the learning. She Yesh Balavach Labay Sakness, Sim Hashem can be the Kibbutz Kotl Kose. Amru Chazal, to show the Cheshivis המוקים זה דמיניין של רבי לזר בו לבי סכנס ומוצר שם הסורר ושיחר עבדוי דיר הנה וקנני and he made him free וישלימי לסורג תלוהי צירם די חבוסם בקדושה. He wanted and in this mocking they should, there was no minion to us in order to say Kedusha. Now he had an Evet. And then the Knani, which could be used, worth thousands and thousands of dollars. He was Mashacher, there's an Isolaylam Bem Tavoidu. And he did it all that they should be able to say Kedusha. So Memelem, he said, Nilmay the Koshkin Shli Satsalodam Batircha Baoma Lakabis Minyan Latvila. If you have a minion, there's problems of them coming in time, and he'll be Makabis them. The Kamagdali Mitzvah Ishadi Rosai. He lives in a place where there's a small amount of people. שרויל קאבץ תמיד המדיין כדי שלא יסבטל את תמיד את אינדישו, they should always be a minion. כי אפילו מישהו רק מהעשור הראשונים אמור חזר שנוי תשחק נגד כל הפעמים בחיים. קל וחיימה בזה שהוא אמור לקאבצם כדהול עשור עשורים, ואמור חזר כל המזק הסרבים אין חייט בו יותר. What? By Rabbi Lezer. It seems not because the Zachim to do it.